stand up in front of your computer, strip naked, and then attempt a naked pirouette. Don't hesitate, just do it. Did you do it? If you didn't do as I said, you can go ahead and close this audio. If you did, you can answer me out loud with an enthusiastic yes, goddess, and leave this audio open. You're still here. That means you did exactly as I commanded. Not knowing who I am, with no explanation as to why you should do it, simply because I'm a girl. That tells me all I need to know about you. You're a doormat who's so eager to earn the attention of the opposite sex that you'd do literally anything for any of us without so much as a question. Slap yourself across the face 10 times. Nice and hard. Now. See? You'll do anything for me, even though I'm a complete stranger. Kneel, and then bark like a dog 5 times. Who's a good doggy? Keep barking. You're a good doggy. Yes, you are. Such a good boy. Yes, you are. Stop barking, dumbass. Do you honestly think that any girl would find such pathetic behavior attractive? Let's see how much you're willing to do, simply because a feminine voice commands it. You'll obey everything I say and answer every question with yes, goddess. Understood? Good boy. Now, I know hearing a girl actually talk to you for a change is probably a very arousing experience, but you're not allowed to touch your dick without my permission, no matter how erect it gets or how it throbs. Got it? Good. Now, sing I Feel Pretty from West Side Story whilst doing curtsies and pirouettes. Sing the full song. Take your time. Pause the audio. If you need, go ahead and look up the lyrics. Like I said, take your time. You did it? Well done. See? Not only do you willingly give up control, you like doing it. You're the puppet, and I'm the puppet master. Stand up, but go all limp and be suitably puppet-like. Imagine strings attached to each ankle and each arm and dance like a puppet for me with each limb suitably floppy. Imagine I'm pulling your strings. Dance, puppet, dance. Keep dancing, puppet. You're making goddess very happy. Dance for me. Okay, stop. I'm certainly glad that I never have to see you do that in person. I can only imagine how traumatizing seeing you dance around naked would be. You know, let's play a little game. Subtract the number of inches your erect cock is from 10. From every number you have left, I want you to do 10 push-ups. Get to it, doggy. Pause the audio now and unpause it when you're finished. Done? Good boy. I'm guessing you must have done quite a lot of push-ups. If you were too hopelessly unfit to do them all, you can go ahead and punch yourself in the balls 15 times and apologize out loud to me. Now, get a pen and some paper and write this. I am a loser who will do anything for random women on the internet. Write this out 100 times. Pause the audio and do this now. I don't care if you get bored or your hand cramps up. Are you done? Good boy. It seems you truly will do anything that I say. In fact, why don't you go ahead and get a permanent marker and write LOSER in nice big capital letters across your chest. Done? Now you can read that whenever you need a reminder of your place in life. Now, I want you to fetch a few things for me. Remember to crawl when fetching them. You are only my doggy after all. Get me a can of baked beans. Make sure you open it. Fetch me some bananas, the more the merrier, a bottle of ketchup, some mayonnaise, and a bin. Doesn't matter if there's trash in the bin. In fact, it might make things more fun. Pause the video and get as many of those things as you possibly can. Done? Good. Now, place the bin in front of the desk where your computer is and stand in it. I don't care if it's gross. You should thank me. It'll stop your house from getting as messy as you're about to get. From now on, your obedience will really be tested. Tip the entire can of baked beans over your hair. Now, prove you're truly my slave and do this for me. If you're not willing to do this, you can stop listening to me right now and leave with what little remains of your dignity, because things certainly aren't going to get any better from here. You're still here? Oh my god. If you're still here, then you're even more hopeless than I expected you to be. I can't believe you'd willingly get yourself so messy just because I commanded it. You don't know who I am, and you will almost definitely never talk to me. Can you feel those cold beans dripping down your hair, down your face, and down your body? Now, rub the baked beans that haven't slid out of your hair in, like it's shampoo. Don't be afraid to really mush them in there. I want it to be a nightmare to wash out. Work it into your hair as thoroughly as possible. You pathetic bitch. Now, I want you to take the bottle of ketchup and squeeze a very fair portion of it all over your face. Go on. Feel that ketchup slowly slide down your face, your eyes, your nose, your lips, your chin, and eventually some drops will likely fall down onto your chest. Look at yourself. You're a state. Actually, you know what, while we're at it, why don't you empty the entire contents of the ketchup bottle? Squirt it all over your body, your chest, your dick, your balls, your legs, your arms, and on your head. And then rub it in like you're moisturizing your skin. Done? Good doggy. You must look even more disgusting as usual. Why don't you bark for me to show your gratitude towards me for taking time out of my day to reduce you to this hopeless mess? You're welcome, doggy. Now, in a second, I'm going to want you to pause this audio. When it's paused, you will peel all the bananas that you have and mush them all over your body. Your hair, your skin, your pubes, wherever. I don't care. I just want you dripping with food. I want you to look like such a mess that nobody would doubt for one second that the bin you're currently standing in is the right place for you to be. You will look like the human garbage that you are. Go on, pause, and do as I say. Done? Well done. I'm sure if your parents saw you now, they'd be so proud of you. Now, balance those empty banana peels on top of your head. I think they'll suit you. You're probably getting the hang of this now. All that's left now is the mayonnaise. In a second, you can pause it and squirt the entire contents of the bottle all over yourself. If it's in a tub, I'm sure you can scoop it all out with your hands. Either way, make sure you're plastered in mayonnaise as well as all those other disgusting food items. Pause now, slave. Congratulations! You're now a piece of trash. Take a look at yourself and appreciate for a moment what you were willing to turn yourself into just because some random girl willed it. Why don't you take a photo of yourself to remind yourself of what any girl is capable of making you do? Don't worry, there's no way in hell I'm gonna ask to see it. You can just keep it as a reminder of your place. Now, for the truest test of your submission. Very soon this audio is going to end. You will be left with no incentive to complete this upcoming command, which I promise is both very boring and completely pointless. It will make absolutely no difference whether or not you obey. You will receive no award or validation. But I want you to do it anyway, just because I say so. Stay standing in the bin. Close your eyes. With one hand, stick a finger up your ass. Place the other hand on your head so it's resting on all the banana peels and various other shit you've got stuck in your hair. Stay in this position. Remain as still as physically possible. You are a statue for me. And now that you're still, start counting out loud and don't stop until you've reached 2,500. In fact, why don't you moan the numbers like the world's most pathetic whore? Go on. 1, 2, 3. Keep going. Aren't you a good boy? Yes, you are such a good boy. I think I'm just gonna leave you there moaning numbers out loud, a slimy, smelly mess, dripping with food, standing naked in a bin with your eyes closed, a finger up your ass, a hand on your head, standing completely still. What's funny is you did all this and I didn't even let you touch your silly little willy even once. Whilst you're counting, I want you to think about something. The only reason you're in this ridiculous predicament is because a complete stranger on the internet thought it would be funny, and this stranger just happened to have boobs and a pussy. That's literally all it takes to completely strip you of your dignity. One girl who's willing to take the time to actually talk to you.